Despite the gloom of the global recession, springtime means a natural growth in seasonal employment, especially in Alaska. The number of jobs increase in industries like seafood processing, tourism, and construction. But with the recession creeping north, seasonal growth is likely to be slower than usual. In fact, the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development is forecasting a loss of 700 jobs over the course of the year. Some economists predict twice that many. Folks who lose their jobs generally qualify for unemployment benefits. KTOO's Rebecca Shear has the story.
If you're visiting the Juneau Job Center,
the sign says,
and you want to grab people's attention,
where people and jobs connect.
Here's a tip.
Here we are.
Ring the cowbell.
Oh my gosh, everyone came running out of their offices.
Yeah, that's what happens because it's the sign that someone got a job.
This is Merlin Stoddard.
Everybody calls me Skip.
And he would love nothing more than to give that cowbell a ring. Stoddard lost his job in October when the Kensington mine laid off half of its 82 workers to reduce costs.
It was heartbreaking because I had a kid in college. I had a new house. My wife had a new car because we felt our jobs were secure and everything was good.
Since then, life's been dramatically different for Stoddard and his family.
The one kid that was in college, he can't keep going to school. The kids up north, I co-signed with them on a pickup, for example. They've had to survive on their own. There's no Christmas for my grandkids. I have no retirement set aside anymore. Basically, it's corn flakes, a gallon of milk, and a sack of spuds.
Stoddard and his wife are living off her salary from Wells Fargo Bank and his unemployment checks. He gets $370 a week, the maximum a person can get in Alaska, a result of legislation that went into effect January 1st.
The old maximum was $248 a week. That amount was stagnant for about 10 years, and it changed this year.
Another change this year, says Bill Kramer, chief of unemployment insurance for the State Labor Department, involves the federal economic stimulus package.
Congress has authorized an extra $25 per week if an individual is eligible for unemployment.
Kramer expects those payments to begin next month. But in the meantime, other changes are afoot with Alaska's unemployment benefits. For instance, the duration. See, traditionally,
if someone earned the maximum duration, they would be entitled to 26 weeks. And then in Alaska, we are right now triggered on to one of the federal extension programs. It's called regular extended benefits.
And it entitles a person to an additional 13 weeks. Once that's exhausted, there's something called emergency unemployment compensation. Then there's a second tier of emergency compensation. So all told,
I guess I need to do the math. I think we come up with about 72 weeks.
At the time of this report, the State Labor Department counts 26,164 active unemployment claims. The number includes people within and outside of the state. And that's why Alaska's unemployment figures can actually be a bit misleading, or so says State Labor Department economist Dan Robinson.
So in 2002, the nation is in recession. We're adding jobs, but our unemployment rate is also rising. We think it's because we had fewer Alaskans leaving the state to look for work down south and more people from the lower 48 coming to Alaska to look for work.
A more accurate indicator of economic health, Robinson says,
is what's happening with our payroll employment. And so far, it's holding up okay, but we do think it'll start to fall because this national recession is big enough that it'll affect our markets and the jobs in Alaska.
Payroll jobs did increase in February due to the seasonality of Alaska's economy, but growth slowed to less than 1% over the last 12 months and continues to shrink. Still, back at the Juneau Job Center, Skip Stoddard isn't giving up hope.
Do you have any resumes out now?
Out? Oh, absolutely. I have several with the city of Murrow and several out to the mining companies. Some of them, they wrote back and said that they're going to hang on to.
In the meantime, Stoddard's worked some temporary gigs here and there, but he's ready to return to full-time employment. And when he does, he'll no doubt report for duty bright and early with, dare I say it, bells on. In Juneau, I'm Rebecca Shear.